driving down a Texas highway, and you could soon be sharing a road with an 18-wheeler carrying a load of high-level nuclear waste. That's one of the scenarios if the West Texas nuclear waste site is permitted to store the nation's high-level nuclear waste. Tom Smith, a public citizen, says communities along the transportation route for the waste should have a say in approval of this plan.
Waste control specialist has filed an application to dramatically increase the radioactivity of the waste they're storing out in West Texas. And for the biggest risk for most of us in the state is having some 10,000 shipments of this radioactive waste on rail cars, or 53,000 shipments if it's coming by truck, rumbling through our cities going out to West Texas. Cities like San Antonio and Dallas-Fort Worth on major expressways are going to get the brunt of this high-risk radioactive waste. Now, the biggest concern that the state raised about this is that of the potential of a terrorist capturing a load of this stuff and holding a major urban area hostage. And while these casks may be bulletproof, you can pop them with some sort of a radar or armor-piercing weapon or a rocket launcher fairly easily. And so that's the likely scenario if a terrorist would get a hold of this waste.
And that would be essentially a dirty bomb.
There's more plutonium in one of these casks than was in the bomb that was dropped on Nagasaki, and we all know the results of that. If you're exposed to one of these fuel rods from a nuclear reactor without any shielding, you're dead within a week.
So we have a nuclear waste facility in Andrews, West Texas, near the New Mexico border. This is a site where they've been keeping low-level nuclear waste for a while now, and by making it eligible to store this spent nuclear rods, high-level nuclear waste, it is a dramatic game changer.
It's a huge escalation in the amount of risk, not only during transportation, but over the next decades as this stuff is stored out there. The casks won't live forever and will have to be periodically replaced. And at that time, there's significant vulnerability for an accident. This sits very close to the Ogallala Aquifer, which is under 8 states and provides for significant irrigation in many of those states and drinking water in several. And we think there's a much smarter alternative. This is a, rather than haul it halfway across the country to store it, we think this waste ought to be left at the nuclear reactors, majority of which will be cooling off for 50 years and are going to be guarded anyway. And that allows us time to find the right location to build a permanent repository where this waste can be placed and stay safe for millions of years. The idea of taking it out to West Texas and putting it in a storage site means that the pressure that the government has now to decide where to build that long-term repository is eliminated. And one of the other big concerns raised in the state report on this potential site is that once it's out there, it'll be forgotten about and it'll become the de facto repository for this stuff for hundreds of thousands of years. And it's just not the right place to put it.
But right now, they're calling it a temporary storage site.
Temporary is 40 years, and what happens is if you put it out there in West Texas, the political pressure to find a long-term solution to this radioactive waste goes away.
When the West Texas nuclear waste facility was first proposed and then had to have a local vote and all sorts of local backing was required, it was always talked about as a low-level site. Is this something that the community didn't buy into? This is just a bait and switch?
it's a bait and expand again situation. And time after time, WCS has come in and promised, we're just going to do a little bit, and then has come back asking for more, and now more. This is the second major expansion since WCS was permitted to operate a low-level radioactive waste site. And what we are afraid of is that the people in Andrews County really are not educated on just how risky this site will be. The only time there was a vote on this, on whether or not the county should pay for facilities for at the site, the measure only passed by three votes, indicating that the community is not anywhere near 100, or is heavily divided on this issue. And it's not, there's not been a referenda and a real debate out in Andrews County. The president's Blue Ribbon Commission on what to do with this high-level radioactive waste said that it could only go to those counties which consent to accept it. And we think that the definition of consent also ought to apply to counties like Bexar County and the areas around Dallas-Fort Worth through which much of this waste is going to be transported. Because if there's an accident, it's much more likely to occur when it is being transported than it is during long-term storage. And the folks in the communities through which it is being transported should have an absolute right to have hearings to debate the risks and the benefit of whether or not what would happen if one of these things, if there were an accident with this waste.
Every morning when I get up and I get the traffic report, it seems like there's an overturned 18-wheeler every day, at least one. It's not that unusual of an occurrence. And train derailments also not unheard of. So the transporting of this waste, that's a risky endeavor.
It's all risk and no reward for counties through which this waste is going to be transported. And this way, the right solution is to leave this waste where it is for the next 50 years as those reactors cool down. And that gives us time to make a science-based decision as to where the best place to put this waste for millennia is, and to build the appropriate long-term repository. If we move it out to West Texas, the political will to deal with this stuff responsibly is eliminated, and it will be forgotten. And we as a state will end up having responsibility to clean up the mess that may occur.
Well, it's a private company. I mean, how would it become the state's problem?
It's a private company, but the state and the federal government will be responsible for a cleanup of any leaks that go out there, because the title, it goes directly to the feds.
So the company, the private company that will be storing this, will be making a handsome profit, but they won't be responsible for cleaning it up.
The company will make billions, and the long-term liability rests with federal government and its taxpayers.
What's the timeline on this happening?
The WCS says they hope to have the permit in hand and construction completed by 2020. And over the next roughly 90 days, here there will be an announcement in the Federal Register, and then an opportunity for citizens to form groups and appeal the siting of this facility.
Tom Smith is the director of Public Citizen Texas.